And all the way over in Spain is the very glowing and sun-kissed Alan Dreiser, who is a singer-songwriter. We've spoken to Alan quite a few times on this show, and he's got a fantastic new track out, which is really good, called Butterfly. So very good morning.
Good morning to you, Michelle. Lovely to be back.
Nice to chat to you. It's afternoon there. You're an hour in front, aren't you?
Yeah, just a little bit in front of you here, yeah. But it's sun shining. I'm happy.
What's the temperature over in Spain? Make us all jealous.
It's about 28.
Alan.
So, yeah, I'm sorry.
And are you out there for the winter now?
No, we're out here for about 3 weeks.
Yeah, only a short time then.
just a little break. It's all good.
Now, last,
it's very exciting because it's release day.
Yes, it's the 22nd and Butterfly is out today. Now, we spoke back in, I think, April as when we chatted, and you were talking about your album Healed and also the release of the track called Time Stand Still, which I know went brilliantly for you, the album and the releases. And then you said, as we get towards, you're very efficient, Alan, because you said, as we get towards September, October, I will have a new bunch of songs coming out, and Butterfly is the first release.
Yeah, so after Time Stand Still, which you very kindly supported once again, we went back to the drawing board a little bit. We started the third project, which is going to be called Nothing Changes If Nothing Changes. And effectively, what we're doing is everything that we're doing with this album is like, have we done this before? Is this something new? You know, just basically trying to push the boundaries a little bit and maybe get out of our comfort zone a little bit. And that's what we're doing with this song. And also, it's a bit of a departure for me because Time Stand Still was very reflective. This one is just a fun, upbeat track, you know, and it's very, I think it's got a real broad appeal as well.
Yeah, it's one of the things when I first heard it, I was like, it is you, obviously, but it is it's different, and it's really kind of funky. And I, you know, I love my funky music, so I really like it. You were with the artwork. I know that you got your fans involved, because that's what people do now, to help you pick out the artwork, and the artwork is gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, I had a few, I think we had 3 or 4 different ideas, and I thought, well, the best way of choosing is getting other people involved, because sometimes what you like isn't necessarily what everybody else likes. But the good thing was, the one I chose was the one the fans chose as well, so we're all happy. So it was really good, and I gave away some signed artwork for people that, you know, supported me through that process and stuff like that. So yeah, it was really good to get people involved. It's something I've never done before, but I think what it does is creates that interest, you know, in the build-up to the release, which has been really good.
Now, I will say one thing about Alan. If you're a business out there, you should follow Alan Dreiser as well for the great music, but for promotion, because you are fantastic. I mean, a lot of the times with musicians, you don't know, you know, they might release a song, you don't really know it's happening, it doesn't get very many hits, or it doesn't get onto Spotify because they're not out there, but you are really good with your promotion. Is that something you've done outside of music, or is that just something you've learned?
No, I think in the first couple of years of being a solo artist, I did exactly what everybody else was doing. It's like, you put it out on Spotify, you get excited, and then you realise nothing's happening. And then you move on to the next song, and all of that effort and all of that time and all that money is kind of like forgotten about. And I think after a couple of years of that, I kind of thought, you know, I need to get bang for my buck here. You know, if I'm putting my heart and soul and the financial side of it, you know this, Michelle, it's not a cheap thing to do.
No,
you've got to kind of push that side of it as well, and be in people's faces a little bit. I mean, you know, sometimes I've had a few people say, you know, well, not you again. Do you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, you know, you've got to be seen, haven't you? And there's a sea of music out there as well. There's just so many people. I think, I don't know, is it 30,000 a week they upload on Spotify or something?
Yeah.
So, you know, to be seen amongst all of that, you've got to, you know, you can't just rely on the music. You've got to be, creating relationships like I'm doing with yourself, and, you know, just trying to be visible in this sea of music, really.
So if we talk about the new album, when is that likely to come out? Is it going to be just before Christmas, or is it going to be for January?
No, it'll be next year.
Yeah,
probably the latter part of that, because, you know, it's quite a long process to to fund it mainly. Mm. And you know, we've just shot a video as well in the Bocking Arts Theatre.
Oh wow!
We did that last week.
Yep.
And that went really well, and it looks great. So I'm really excited. That's premiering on the 2nd of October.
Yep.
So yeah, all of that is basically, this is the kind of, it feels like almost like a reset and a relaunch of me as an artist, because it is different. It is up tempo, which is a little bit different for me. It's definitely just a fun track, and you know, I'm just excited about what's to come in this project. Actually, I've got obviously the album's actually written.
Mm.
It's just obviously getting into the studio and getting it to where I want it to be, really.
And are most of the tracks on that album going to be sort of up tempo in the same vein as Butterfly?
There'll be a couple of reflective ones as well. I mean, That's Who I Am as well, but there's a lot. Yeah, I think it's probably going to be the most fun and most up tempo album, and as you say, funky. You know, it's going to be a little bit funkier this time.
Yeah, I love it. I heard it. I was like, oh, this, you know, because I know your music as well. I really like this song, Butterfly, and you should check out Alan online. It's, as I always say, Alan, it always sounds like football chants, because I always say there's only one Alan Dreeser, and now I can't stop saying it, because there is only one you. It's such a unique surname.
No, that's very nice of you to say. But, and I'm wearing white again for you, and it's audio only today. I'm
yes. Really.
Last time I was wearing white, and you felt like I was going to fly away any minute.
You look like an angel. We said that, didn't you, on the video cam? Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Well, you enjoy the sunshine out there. If people want to find out more, you're easy to find all over social media. You're on Instagram. You've got your Facebook page. You've got your web page as well.
Yeah, all alandreeser.com for the website, and Alan Dreeser Music for all your socials. So yeah, it's pretty easy to find.
Excellent. So do you want to introduce your song, which is out today?
Certainly. This is Alan Dreeser, Butterfly, on Phoenix FM.
Thanks, Alan. Take care.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
I just want you to notice me. Set me free, don't know how beautiful.